Hallelujah.
How's everybody? Well, you better be. Because if you ain't blessed and highly favored, something's wrong. You know, when I run into people at Lowe's and stuff, I go, how you doing? They go, good. I says, what? Good. I said, you're either, you're beyond good, aren't you? Aren't you blessed and highly favored? Oh, yeah, yeah. See, good ain't good enough, because that's what I tell them. Good is not good enough. Say it with me. Good is not good enough. We're blessed and highly favored. We live from the future, not from the past. We're just passing through the present. We're headed home. We're all homebound, not homes. Amen? We're homebound. We're eternal homies. Psalm 40, verse 1. I what? Waited patiently for the Lord. Oh, praise God. There's a lot of repentance going on. Not everybody waits patiently for the Lord. For he inclined to me and what? Heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit. Why? Because you waited patiently for the Lord. Out of a miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and will trust in the Lord. Waited for him with patience. Now, patience is also known as endurance. But blessed are those who wait for him, amen, who trust in him. So there's something about this. It's called enduring the wait. Everyone say enduring the wait. We must continue to endure the wait. We're enduring the wait. See, people who do not endure the wait become stranded and are left in the bottom of the hill or the bottom of the mountain. Because wait, W-A-I-T. I think that's how you spell it, right? Wait. Wait is a wave at its top. The top of what? The wave. Does everybody get it? When you wait on the Lord, he brings you to the top. And when you don't wait on the Lord, you go to the bottom. So look at that word wait as a word of wave. Wave. At its top. You're on the top. So what you're actually doing is you're catching a ride on the wave. And he brings you to the top. And you ain't got to hitchhike. Just put out that Holy Ghost surfing board and you'll catch it. Oh, glory. Isaiah 40, verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, am I there? Yeah, verse 27. And speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over my God. Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who what? Wait on the Lord shall be what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. Renew strength. See, in this area of waiting, you are enduring. So you're enduring the wait. It is to resist forward. Is everybody with me? It is to resist forward. You know, when you're in a position of wait, the enemy always tries to get you out of position. We have a teaching called the waiting room of God. And when God puts you in a waiting room, the enemy's always knocking on your door. He wants to come out and play. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, and starting at verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is what? Set before us. That's what? Resisting forward. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted the bloodshed striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten or correct? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. That's why you find yourself sometimes repenting more than you realize you're repenting. All of a sudden, man, I sure am repenting a lot of all. Man, why are all these things coming up to my thoughts and you're repenting and repenting? Because God is dealing with you chastening. And you don't even realize it sometimes. Verse 9. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respects. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. In other words, this is an inner chastening. It's an inner pain. It's an inner place where you begin to groan, where you become sorrowful. Lord, forgive me for all the stupid stuff. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I mean, things from your past, all over. Lord, why am I thinking about all those? Because the Lord's reminding you of what he rescued you from. And there's nothing wrong with repenting it. Just don't stay there. Amen. Don't let it hinder you. Hallelujah. So in this, glory to God, we must have vision to fight. Because see, he says, enduring the race that is what? Set before you. That race that's set before you is vision. Without vision, what are you fighting for? Yourself. We're not fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for the call and the purpose of God Almighty. We're fighting for his vision that he's given me and you. Amen. So without vision, there's no endurance. We must have vision to fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to who? Faithful men and women who will be what? Able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure hardship, attacks, disappointments, rejections. Amen? How about even misunderstandings? You got to endure those. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, He's not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. So there are guidelines in the kingdom. There are principles in the kingdom. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Oh, hallelujah. Remember that Jesus Christ, the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I do what? I endure all things. He endures the weight. All things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we also shall live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. And if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Endure hardship. Again, disappointments, rejections, mistakes, blunders, misunderstandings. Luke 8, verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Now this is pretty remarkable. Think about that. So the seed has been planted, but the devil stole it. So the once saved, always saved is just not doctrine. It's not true doctrine. Does everybody understand that? It just said here that the devil comes and takes the seed of who? The seed of Christ. The salvation seed. The devil will come and steal it. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they hear, when they have heard, they go out and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of life and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with what? Patience, endurance. Amen? Fruit with patience. Why? They're enduring the weight. They're fighting. Wimps don't win. Cowards don't win. Worshippers win. Hallelujah. James chapter 1 and verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance or patience. Let patience or endurance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. In other words, you are enduring the what? The weight all the time. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him who asks in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is double-minded and unstable in all of his ways. Faith is confirmed by your enduring to wait. Make sure you write that down. Your faith is confirmed by your enduring to wait. Does everybody understand? Your faith is confirmed by your enduring to wait. 1 Pete 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. In other words, be alert in your prayers. And above all these things, have fervent love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without what? Grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever and ever. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning that little fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that his glory is revealed. Does everybody get this? Everybody there? Okay. May also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blaspheming, but on your part, he's what? Glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this manner. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Hebrews 12, 25. The challenges of life today. They're going to be more challenged. United States has been blessed and protected, though we have our challenges in our own government. Amen. Our schools and pharmaceuticals and all the corruption that's going on, and instead of education, it's indoctrination, and all the rioters and protesters and stuff to that degree. But they're running them over. I mean, you know, they're getting them out of the way. Things are happening. People are being arrested and taken out of the way. But Israel is being exposed now. The word was that Israel would be the last one to be judged. So they'd be the last one to be exposed. So remember, the Bible tells us that there are Jews who call themselves Jews, but they're actually the synagogue of Satan. When you think about it, all the wealthy, Rothschild, Rockefellers, Vanderbilts, Bilderbergs, Epsteins, Weinsteins, all of these, they're all Jews with wealth. They run the banks. But they're not true Jews. Hallelujah. Whew. See, then you do not refuse Jesus who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet more, once more I shake not only the earth but also the heavens. It's happening right now. No one said how long it was going to shake. It could shake for years. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Enduring the wait. That's what we must do. During the shaking, we got to endure the weight. We're waiting on something every day. And we have to endure. Hebrews 6, verse 9. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you may become, that you do not become what? Sluggish, lazy, complacent, compromising, but imitate those who through faith and patience, I'm going to say that again, faith and patience inherit the promises. Wow. Faith and patience, or faith and endurance. What? And they are the ones. The ones that are enduring the wait will inherit the promises. That's a promise from God. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 4. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, and much what? Patience or endurance, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes and imprisonments, in tumults and labors and sleeplessness and fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing but yet possessing all things. Faith and patience or endurance. We are ministers of God, enduring the wait. Always enduring the wait. Psalm 25, verse 1. You, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those who be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all day. See, we're enduring the wait. Why? Because we're waiting on the leading of the Lord all the time. That is our life. We are enduring the wait. All day long. And I'm going to close it, Psalm 27. Verse 11, please. Teach me your way, O Lord. And lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We are enduring the wait. Amen. Endure. It's okay. You can endure the wait, no matter what's going on. No matter what's happening. Sometimes you have no choice. Most of the time you don't. Especially if you're caught in a car wash and you can't get out. You have to wait. You have to endure the wait, even though the car's leaking. Praise God. But you know, it's all going to work to the good. You just laugh as you put on your bathing suit, you know. Hallelujah. Enduring the wait. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you for your word, and only you can give us the strength to endure the wait, Lord. And as we wait upon you for the next move, the next leading, Lord, let us not miss it. Let us not miss that area. For the promises of God are yes and amen. And those who wait on you will inherit the promises. So, Lord, we thank you because that is your covenant and your promise that we will inherit all things. And we promise to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.